Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace, family.
Yo, yo, is that the cue? It's CMR, Collective Minds Radio. We back for another week. It's Brother Kevin with Love Lachey and Mufasa Ra. What's up, y'all?
Hey, how is everybody?
What's good? All right. How everybody doing, y'all? How was the week?
Everything's pretty good over here, you know, just keeping everything cool, you know, relaxing, not trying to get all bother this 2018, as everybody's saying. It's 2018.
Yeah, that's what
now.
They say.
No,
they say.
In 2018, I ain't getting ready to be stressing over nothing.
Facts.
That's all.
I've been stressing over these playoff games.
Oh, what's happening on the playoffs? I'm out the loop.
Yeah, I'm watching these playoff games. Been some major upsets. I'm looking at the Saints. The Saints getting beat up by the Vikings. You had Jacksonville knock Pittsburgh out the playoffs. That was an upset.
I've been all
tied up emotionally in these playoffs, y'all. Getting ready
let
for that.
Let it go, season. Let it go.
Oh, no.
Let it go. He said, oh, no. Yeah. But all right, y'all, we back for another week. Before we get started, do we have any announcements?
I have any.
I want to make.
I have any.
You say you don't?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, Mufasa.
My only announcement is be on the lookout for, if y'all familiar with on YouTube, the platform Sarnetta have. Sarnetta, he got a big YouTube following. His channels is Black News 102 and Sarnetta Studios, but he putting together an award show that's going to be coming up this summer. So, and the forum, the place he's trying to put together at is at the Apollo Theater. So I'm looking forward to it. This should be a big event. So shout out to Sarnetta and all the good work that he do for the people. And looking forward to
it. Similar to what they had in, when Tommy Sotomayor went there.
That wasn't an award show. That was a unity ball.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just promoting unity. Everybody come together and you know what I'm saying, network and build. But this one, people will be getting an acknowledgement for the work they've done in the community. You know, people like Louis Farrakhan, Khalid Muhammad, other YouTubers. So I'm looking forward to.
Indeed,
people didn't even know we got people like Khalid Muhammad, whose birthday was, just recently passed. And you got people that's been in our community that did a lot of good work for us, and we don't even acknowledge them. They didn't get they do just when they was here, and they still don't get it now. And a lot of these people sacrificed their life for their communities and their people. So like I say, I'm looking forward to this award show because it's time that we start acknowledging people that do more than sing and dance and crack jokes. We need to acknowledge people that do good work for their people and their communities.
Right, indeed. For sure.
This is
Sarnetta.
I agree.
Yeah, so, I have a quick announcement, too, because it is that season. And I do know, a lot of people have been sick. A lot of people have been coming down with the weather. But Love Lachey shared something with me before we came on air about, you know, just taking care of yourself and the mental state of, you know, when you say you're sick or being sick. You want to share that with the people, Love Lachey, with the other collective minds, what you told me?
It was actually coincidental that you would even ask that, because I had it crossed my mind again too when Mufasa said something about the playoff games, and I was going to really say I could have said to him the same thing, because I was going to suggest to him just let it go, just let it go how it's going to go. Don't stress over anything. So before we started doing the show, Brother Kevin was saying that he was, you know, maybe trying to come down with a little something. And only thing I recommended is that don't even submit to the symptoms. In other
right,
words,
and I said I was fighting it. I said I was fighting it. And he was like, don't fight it.
In other words, I was trying to suggest that even if you have the desire, the feeling, or the oomph to snort, to cough, just don't. Don't even submit to that symptom at all, and keep that like that on a straight line, and you won't do it, because how can you cough a lot when you're not coughing when you feel the urge to? So it's just that if you don't want to submit to it, just don't submit to it. Well, you shouldn't want to anyway. But just don't even submit to the
right.
symptoms. Just let them go like they go. Don't try to force fight none. Just let it go. And I think that will help in some times when you want to reduce stress. You know, sometimes
right.
you have to know how to apply things too, though. So you have to apply things in a proper content as well. So that was just all. I'm sorry. I probably
wasn't okay. Thanks.
That was good.
I just wanted to. Right, no, I just wanted to share that with the folks, because it is that season, and, you know, especially here in St. Louis, the weather been crazy, you know, it goes up and down, so. But, yeah, without further ado, we all get into the show, and this week we are talking about the H&M controversy, and, you know, for those that don't know, I think last week H&M, which is the Swedish clothing company, put out an ad to where they had a young, I would say, heavy melanated, dark-skinned black child, male child, in a green hoodie, and it said, coolest monkey in the jungle. Okay, and of course, the internet went crazy. You know, you had a lot of celebrities tweeting, a lot of people talking about it, you know, calling H&M racist, and they knew what they was doing, and it wasn't a mistake. You know, so they had to come out, coincidentally, with an apology. And, you know, they do what they normally do. They just offer an apology, and they keep it moving. And then here recently, also, the mother came out and was like, you know, kind of paraphrasing the people. She was like, the people making too much out of nothing, you know, that's her son, and, you know, you shouldn't be, it's not racist, and get over it, basically what she was saying. So, you know, this collective mind, so we just here to talk about this controversy. We want to get you all's opinion. Do you think, you know, this is racist, or are people just overreacting? Are people too sensitive these days to, you know, kind of make you sensitive to things that people put out, the hypersensitivity, I think is what they call it. So, you know, we go dive in, and who want to tell you first?
Well, I go ahead. I'll kick it off. Since I'm one of the coolest monkeys on Blog Talk, I might as well go ahead and kick it off. You know what I'm saying? Coolest monkey.
What you think? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. Well, I mean, let me be honest with y'all. At first, you know, I was tripping a little bit off of it, but then I sat back and thought about it more. It didn't bother me neither. because we all know that, okay, that was some little term that white people used to try to use on black people, saying they monkeys. But me, that little stuff don't bother me. What bothers me is if you try to hit me with the N-word. You know, that whole coolest monkey thing don't bother me. I mean, we've seen some of our people in sports. So when you doing good at some type of a job or something, people say, you know, I'm getting in beast mode. You know, and so you calling yourself a beast. So I don't see nothing. It don't faze me for real. I ain't even gonna front. If they'd have put the coolest N on in the jungle, man, I'd have been a little bit more upset about it. But it really don't faze me, y'all.
Right.
It'd be crying.
Right. So the question is, it don't faze you, but do you think that is racist?
Do I think it's racist? Nah. I don't. I think it was ignorant.
Oh, you don't think that
I think
was
it
racist?
Was more ignorant. I think it was more ignorant than racist. You know what I'm saying? Because remember how we determine what racist is? You know, being, you know, if you're racist, you like in power and you keeping another race, you know, down or out of power. So it's like how you define racist. So putting a guy,
and we already have a discussion about that.
Yeah, we already defined it. Yeah. Defined races already, at least. I know I did on the past show. You can check the archives, but.
Yeah, we went over races. But, I mean, especially so you got a child who, like, even with his mother say, they were willing participants in this commercial. That, you know, they wasn't forced. Nobody's arm was twisted to do it. It was just done out of ignorance on everybody's behalf, ignorant of the people to not think about, you know, this ain't a good look, and also ignorant on the mother's behalf to be like, you know, well, you know, through our history, you know, we have had this thing where y'all like to try to call black people monkeys, so this ain't a good look. So I just look at it as being more ignorant than flat out racist, because at the end of the day, they had the choice. The mother had the choice to say, "Nah, you ain't putting my son in that hoodie," but she chose to roll with it. You heard her comment say she was right there on the set, and she didn't have a problem with it. She's just ignorant to the fact. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically how I feel about it. I just feel that all parties involved are being ignorant and were trying to make a, you know, even if the people who designed it was trying to make a little sly comment. I mean, that's just being ignorant and stupid. But to say that was a racist thing, not to me. To me, it don't feel it ain't a racist move.
Oh, wow.
But go ahead, y'all.
Okay. Love to say.
Give me y'all input. Love to say what you got.
Only thing I'm going to do is just paint the rest of the wall. I'm, you know, so alongside with what you said, you know, really, to really know the bare truth of it all, to be quite honest, we would have to have known the individuals ourselves personally. So really the information that we're going to go off of is just from our assumption about the company, about if or in fact that they was doing some racism things, some racist things. Because you don't know. However, the statement that it made, the coolest monkey in the jungle, can easily be seen as something racist because it's out there like that. You can come to that assumption too. You know, so I think that the statement could be perceived as that by whomever. If people overreacting, if the people who feel like it was racist, if that's how they feel, then that's how they feel. And I, for one, didn't have a reaction to it myself, just as Mufasa. what my reaction was more so toward the reactions to the comment on the shirt. If I had just saw the shirt, woke up, saw the shirt, and there was nothing else about it on the meeting, nobody else said anything about it, it probably would never cross my mind a second time.
Right. You just saw it on the rack.
Right. It probably would not have. Now, another thing I want to say, you mentioned that the young lady and you thought their actions was being ignorant. It's probably easier to say that maybe hers could have been out of ignorance, but with the company, H&M, it's a great chance that they could have been coming, not out of ignorance, but out of being racist. And that's why I said earlier is that you really don't, it could go either way. You don't really know unless you would really need to know the people involved personally to make a true 100% genuine assumption, you know, about it. Or, you know, so I just think that it could have been either way. Personally, if I had saw it, I wouldn't have tripped off of it. I reacted more so to the reaction. But it could have been racism, and it could have not been. I don't know. I think for me to know, I would have to know the people. So I just paint the other side of the wall. Your turn, Brother Kevin. You get the rest.
Okay. Right. I'll paint the rest, no doubt. I'm like y'all too, though. I didn't really react to it. You know, I kind of been off social media here lately, so I didn't have a reaction per se. Right. I didn't have a reaction. But I think this was racist. Like, there's no other way around it. Like, I think it was deliberate. I think it was racist. Now, as far as, you know, the mom being a willing participant, we do know that black people and other non-white people participate in a racist system every day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about the bag and chasing the check and blah, blah, blah. Everybody got to get their money to do what they got to do, which I'm not knocking that. So, you know, she participated, but the other thing with the mother, too, is she's not from the continent. She's not from America. I'm sorry. She's not from America. From what I've heard or reports and tripping off the last name is, I think she lives in Sweden, but she's like Kenyan or something like that. So she's from the continent, you know. And I do know that a lot of Africa has been colonized and, you know, she's living in Sweden, a mostly white country. So, you know, she's probably looking for that check, you know. I'm sure her son Marlon is helping her out, and she wasn't even necessarily tripping off the monkey part because the zeros was a little bit bigger, in my opinion. I, you know, of course, like Love Lachey said, we making assumptions, but I think this is classic with a lot of stores and a lot of ad agencies, because it would be one thing if it was just hanging up on a rack in the store. You know, you'll look at it like, okay, but they deliberately, to promote this particular sweater, deliberately put a black boy in it. It says coolest monkey in the jungle. We know the history.
Okay.
You know, we know the history. Like, this is an advertising ad. Like, this has to be cleared by, you know, we talking maybe 10 to 20 people. Like, it goes through a few different stages, and, you know, it has to be met about. This is a ad campaign that we're doing and blah, blah, blah. Like, you got to get a lot of clearances. So I think this was very deliberate on H&M's part, flat out. Now, the mother may have been ignorant. I'm sure she hasn't studied white supremacy, or she doesn't, I'm assuming now, just based on her alleged comment that she put on Twitter, as far as everybody get over it. I'm sure she doesn't understand the system and how things work. You know, advertising, TV, radio, music, like, these are big mediums to convey messages. Like these are highly sought after industries that convey huge messages. That's why, you know, these things cost millions of dollars and, you know, on up. And they make that money back because they need eyes on them to sell products. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's naive for us to think that this was not racist. I mean, it is what it is. But my thing is, I wasn't necessarily surprised because I'm like, of course they would do something like this. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know, white supremacists back closed too, so they're not tripping off a few black people getting mad about a monkey on a shirt or, you know, a little kid being perceived as a monkey. They're not really tripping. It's not really going to affect their bottom line. I think what they were doing is sending a dog whistle, you know, to other races, other people. They sending them dog whistles, like, you know, like, this is the side we on. You know, we don't come out with an apology, but just know that we on their side. And they, you know, sales may go up, you know. So, yeah, I think it was flat out racist. I didn't even know that was debatable. I just thought it was racist, but whether you react to it or not, that's a different thing. Like, I was like, you know, that's par for the course. This is what these companies do. You know, they've all been caught in some particular racist scandal because at the head of most of these companies are white racist supremacists. Like, we just gotta call it what it is.
But you see the terms that you're using, racist, you're using white supremacy. I mean, kind of blurring
all them synonymously. White racism and white supremacies are synonymous to me. They mean the same thing. The only racism is white supremacy, because you have to have the power to enforce your particular beliefs. So on this particular planet, at this moment, the only racism is white supremacy. Because who else has the power to enforce those beliefs?
So we may
may get a Chinese or
I was just gonna say, so say we came out. Say if it was a clothing line that we got, us three, and we created a hoodie that said a saltine crack on there, and it say the coolest crack in the box. Is that racist?
No, that's not racist.
So
that's not racist.
So flipping that back to the coolest monkey. At the end of the day, it's just a shirt. It's a shirt that anybody can get in. If we go out to West County and we see 4 or 5 white kids with that hoodie on, we're not going to say that that's racist. You know,
right,
now,
what I'm
now
saying
they came
is,
out,
right.
Now, if they came out and forced, you know, some black people to wear this shirt and say that, you know, because we superior over y'all and y'all some monkeys, then that would be racist. But
it is what they did. You got to look at the ad. This is what they did, Mufasa. They put a black boy in a shirt, and they displayed it as, this is going to be our selling point. We chose the black kid in the monkey sweatshirt to sell this sweatshirt. Like, everything is everything. Like, they don't just make nilly-willy decisions to just put people in certain clothes and like, oh, you know, it's not nilly-willy. These are, yeah.
When you say sell it, though, sell it to who? To anybody. So, they market it. That's why I feel like it was just an ignorant way to market it. But at the end of the day, it's marketed to whoever wants to buy that hoodie. I mean, Chinese
right.
people, white people, anybody can buy that hoodie.
Right, but they put the black boy in the hoodie. And it's like, you know, these are supposedly smart people. Like, this is not ignorant. Like, you keep saying it, they're ignorant, which I feel like that's kind of giving them a pass. These people are very smart. You know, this is how they maintain power. Like, part of the trick is to play dumb. You know, is to play, oh, I didn't know. I didn't think about it. Then everybody give you a pass. You know what I'm saying? But the reality is, these people know the controversy that this would have caused, and they chose to go ahead and put it out.
Honestly, like, the more I think about it, it probably was smart. It probably was smart on their behalf. Because now with the controversy that is sparked up, people don't really want their hoodie. They're probably gonna fly off the shelf. So it looked to me, instead of being racist, it was a strategic, smart move. Honestly,
right? It wasn't ignorant. I tell you that it was smart. It was strategic, and it was racist.
Well,
there you go.
Hold on. Now we gotta look at this another way too. Now, because all these different little scenarios going around, I need to throw one up in there too. Now. Mm-hmm. Also, who benefited from it? The little boy. It was good marketing on his mama's behalf. She let him do it so he can get, he gonna reap the benefits. They told them that they took that shirt down, although they were still selling it out of the country though. But they still lost. I don't think people gonna be flying off the shelf to buy them shirts. It was good marketing.
No, but I think they won though. No, I think the mother.
The little boy won too, because look how everybody went to his sympathy. He got $1 million out the deal, and more. And he got exposure.
Right.
He got more than a million dollars.
He got a million.
Puff Daddy offered him that,
but. That doesn't mean he took it, though. You know, that doesn't mean his mother took it. She still has the right. And if she's okay with him wearing a hoodie like that, that kind of shows you her mentality. Like,
yeah, it does.
You know, I understand
you
got to get the bag and the money, but that kind of shows her mentality. Like, she's okay with her son being called a monkey because subliminally and subconsciously, this is the message that this ad is conveying. Like, this is... Like, we can't undermine these things when it comes to advertising and television and these type of mediums. They pay billions of dollars a year for advertising.
His mama sold them all.
Advertising works.
It's
not a joke. You know, yeah, his mama sold them all.
She sold them all. She advertised that boy. She promoted him. And she gave him the H&M.
What?
She gave him the H&M. And she got that.
Wait a minute, y'all, quick question. What is racist? What is so racist about being the coolest monkey in the jungle?
We talking about the connotations when it comes to monkey. They have historically called us monkey. No, here's the narrative. We were in the jungles of Africa, swinging around with the monkeys, then they brought us over here and civilized us. Like, this is part of the ongoing narrative of black people. You know what I'm saying? They're in. Now, of course, we don't have to take to those stereotypes or none of that. You know what I mean? And we know who the true monkeys are if you want to break it down to the anatomy and how monkeys look, you know, with thin lips, pale skin, straight hair. You dig what I'm saying? Like, if we really want to go there, like, this is really, you know, should be a teaching moment. But it's racist because of the narrative that they framed over the years of black people being monkeys. You know what I'm saying?
But if you say coolest cracker in the box, that's not racist.
We not, that's just name calling. Because we don't have, you got to understand, we're still under the rule and we're still subjects.
So we're talking about they have the
power to enforce that black people are savages and monkeys, and they have the power to. Oh, okay. They don't have the power to enforce that.
I'll just say I disagree, but go ahead, finish your bit.
So they have the power to enforce that. I mean, look at the prison population, and just like you said, his mother volunteered him, so it's not like they put a gun ahead. What about the dope they put in our communities? We didn't have to take that dope. We took it and we filled up the prisons. We didn't have to do that. You dig what I'm saying? There's a lot of things and systems that happen under white supremacy that we're under And a lot of times the black people help in the system. Like, we can't help it. It's in every part of people activity. So just like you said, she volunteered again. We don't have to take the drugs that they put in our community. We don't have to take the guns that they put in our community. Right? So it's, at the end of the day, it's our fault. You know, that's not what I'm saying, but that's kind of, you know, that's kind of when you say, okay, yeah, well, she volunteered. I think she's just ignorant of the process, just like we're ignorant of people strategically putting drugs in our community. We're ignorant of the prison industrial complex. We're ignorant of the system and things of that nature. Had we had knowledge, of course, no, we wouldn't take the drugs. We wouldn't be trying to, you know, get rims and terrorize our own community in order to get the bag. That's the ignorant part.
I think it's the mother, and I don't think it would be ignorant on her part if she did. I don't think it's ignorant because I think she knew. I think she was just overcome by greed, which most, unfortunately, that's what a lot of people fall victim to. You know the worst thing around here, greed. I'm pretty sure the way she spoke, she was intelligent enough to think that. She weighed her options, but she wanted this boy to be a model, and she wants the money. That was her goal. That's why she didn't care. She put that to the side. She wasn't,
So, Love Lucille, are you saying that she looked at that shirt, she said that this is racist, but I'm going to let my boy put it on? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily. I can't say that that's what happened. But what I can say is that...
Was it really... Because, see, some of us looking at it as racist, but some of us not. Like, she didn't look at it as being racist. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. The question is, are we labeling, was it racist? The whole thing, was it racist? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was a racist move. Because let's just say if they hadn't even put the black boy in there, if it was a white guy in there. Or let's keep it the way it is, a black dude in there. If nobody
did know. Exactly. We got to keep it the way it is because they didn't. They had the choice to do that. They had the choice to do that.
Let's say it's the way it is with the black dude in it, you know, in the shirt. If none of us would have said it was racist, made no fuss about it, well, how was that going to hurt black people?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's the imagery.
So you think only black people put about that hoodie?
No. The buying the hoodie and who go buy it, that's not the point. The point is the initial ad with a black boy in a hoodie that says the coolest monkey in the jungle. They had the option to put a white boy in it. They could have put a young white kid in.
Yeah,
no
but they
problem.
Did. Bro.
And then at that point, anybody could have bought it. You know, you could have seen a black kid in it and not even tripped or, you know, be like, dad, that's kind of messed up. You know what I mean? Whatever. After the fact, we're talking about this specific ad. We're not talking about, you know, who go bad or what they could have did because they could have put a white kid in. They could have put a Chinese kid in. They had options. They could have put anybody, you know, they could have put any kid in the a Hispanic kid. They could have put any kid in this particular ad. They chose to put a black kid in this particular hoodie. Like, this is what I'm trying to tell you. These things are strategic. Like,
but here's the butt,
though.
It's a butt to it. But they put him in there. But them putting him in there, we didn't trip off of it. If we didn't even say anything that we feel is racist, how was that ad affecting the black community? How was that showing that another race is superior to ours?
You got it. In my opinion, like I say, it's layers to this. Like, that's just one thing. Of course, that alone, you know, may not have an effect, but we're talking about people's mind state. We're talking about shaping people's thoughts, how they think about a particular group of people. Like, this has huge implications, because if this is why, you know, if they look at us as monkeys and whatever, whatever, animals, this is how we can get shot by the police easily, because he was threatened for his life. He was acting like an animal. He was a monkey. You see what I'm saying? These are the type of things that this narrative and images like this lead to. Like, does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? This type of stuff that leads to.
Well, let me
like
ask
we've
this
already
one.
Been dehumanized, so you go, you know, call us a monkey. Like, we've been dehumanized. We're at the point we're trying to get our humanity back.
But now here's
you know
the
I'm
deal.
Saying?
Here's the deal, though. Love to say, comment on this also. It was an ad with a black boy in a hoodie. Did it say that this hoodie is only for black people? Now that's being racist. If you put the black boy in the hoodie and say this is geared to black people, now that's being racist.
No,
but all they
just
had a black model in the hoodie.
You can't
for anybody. It just because the kid. That's just like saying you see a PlayStation 4 advertising with white folks playing the PlayStation. That don't mean it's just for white folks. So if you see this black kid in the hoodie, that don't mean it's just for black people. They just used him as a model, just the same with any other product. He was just a model. The shirt is set up for anybody who wants to buy it. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I don't, because they chose to put him in the thing. And plus, no clothing company is gonna say this is only for black people. Like, this is just, nobody does that at this day and age. They're not going to say, you know, this is only for white people. This is only
that's
for
why
black people.
So you just, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't feel it's racist. Because racist is being.
But no company is going to do that. No company is going to do that. Like,
a racist one would.
No, they would. Not even in this day and age, a racist company would not do that. And there's plenty of them out here. They're not going to specifically say, you know what I mean?
Racist.
They may be the owner, like, huh?
When you straight up racist, I'm saying your product is centered to one race or it's centered against one race, because being racist is saying that one race is superior over another. So,
and having the power to enforce those beliefs.
It had a black model in it, but it's market. Anybody can pick it up. There's no disclaimer saying that this hoodie is just for black people. But now, if you straight up racist, you're going to say that, look, this hoodie here, we don't want no black people buying none of our stuff, none of our products, but this one. If you black, buy this here, coolest monkey in the jungle. Now, that's racist.
But look, Toy, so you're missing a point, because
everything
that's essentially
else is just
what they're saying. That's essentially what they're saying by putting a black boy in that hoodie. This is what they're saying on a subliminal level. This is for black kids. Coolest monkey in the jungle. This is what they're saying, but, huh?
I say it's just a subliminal thing. It can be subliminal to you. That don't mean it's subliminal to everybody.
No,
you
got to understand.
But it's not being forced upon everybody as a racist move. You know what I'm saying? Being straight racist is when you are forcing an issue. That wasn't a racist move, because they just put a model in the thing. His mother had a choice. People have a choice if they're going to buy the hoodie or not. That's not a racist power move. There's no power in it. And it didn't say, like,
this is a billion dollar company. This is a multi-million dollar company. This is a multi-million dollar company. They pay $1 million in advertising. They have power. That was a power move.
You feel
that?
Now,
they knew what they were doing. That was a power move.
Yeah.
All their advertising is power.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. No, I totally get what you're saying. That's why I said earlier, you know, it's going to be how the person look at it. That's a part of it. You know, ideally, if we would have to actually be there or know the person or the people involved to really say accurately, you know. So still, like I said in the beginning, I all up for whatever. But I do get what you're saying, Mufasa. I get what Brother Kevin is saying too. That's the controversy. That's the why we're talking about it, because this is the same thing with this Kanika Jenkins thing. I'm finding myself asking the same question. What was it about this particular young man in this particular situation that created so much attention? Because it's done all the time, for one. And
right.
What was it about this that made it, you know, what magnified this situation?
The reason it's magnified is just like what you put in the title, people being petty. And we're just being petty with it. That's why it's being magnified, because it's just petty picking. You know, that's
petty
exactly
picking.
Why it's being magnified. We're just being petty with it, picking at something. Oh, it's a black dude with a monkey on his shirt. Oh, that's racist. Now,
right.
I agree.
If there was racist, I agree that people are over. Black people need to understand that they're racist. So I don't think it should have been a big deal. Like, that's my thing. Like, I agree. It is more just, you know, kind of overreacting. But again, it was racist. It was deliberate. But should we be surprised? No. Shouldn't be surprised at all. Like, this is what these companies do, and always do.
It could have very well been racist too.
Now this is racist. If I go to that store, what's the name of it? K and what?
H&M.
H&M. If I walk up in H&M, and they say, "Oh, sorry, we don't sell to black people." Now that's racist. They tell me they ain't gonna allow me in the store and accept my money because they don't serve black folks. Now that's racist.
Indeed.
No, I lost
y'all. That's race. But it's still possible, though, Mufasa, for this to have been exactly what the outrage people are concerned about. Easily been that way as well. You know?
It's not racist.
It could have been if it
so
was.
What? I mean,
it could have been had it been done intentionally to, you know, from a racist mentality. Like, if put it like this. Put it like this. Okay, say for instance, I'm a racist, okay? And say some major company, H&M or Target or somebody, hire me. Can I openly just practice my racism? No, I may have to do it in a slick, devious way to get it across. So sometimes
exactly.
You cannot just come out. Sometimes a person cannot just go out there, because you still got to realize we are still dealing with people. Although we're talking about a corporation, we're still talking about individuals that's actually putting the action towards the stuff. So these individuals could possibly be racist, but just they can't just outwardly do it, but so they find other. They do it, but they find a more devious way to do it, so it doesn't appear
right,
to be so. But they're gonna figure out a way to get their point across. So it could very well be that way. So that's why I'm saying, if you don't know the people that's involved, it will be hard to say. We're just gonna be doing what we're doing now. I think it is. You have to really be there. You know, you really have to know them. But both sides are very possible. I know. That's why we have
this discussion. He's disagreeing because we're talking about an act. Okay? I could do anything with a racist mind, but that don't mean that that don't make it racist, the act that I did. I could be thinking some all type of racist thoughts in my mind, but that don't make the act that I did racist. That's why I'm trying to get y'all to explain to me, just because, okay, if they thought, okay, this is funny to put this black boy in his shirt that's with a monkey on it, but how does that relate to what the term racist is? Because racist has a definition.
How do you define racist? How do you define racist? We got to get to that first.
A person who believes that a particular race is superior to another. So how does that act show that another race is superior to another race? But now my definition,
that's easy. That's easy, Mufasa.
Okay, tell me. Tell me, how does that sweater, how does that show that that one race is superior over another one?
Okay, simple. You put a black child in a hoodie that calls him the coolest monkey in the jungle. We're talking about subliminals. We're not talking about who's going to buy it. We're not talking about where they're selling it at. We're talking about the image and the ad itself. They put a black boy in a hoodie that calls him the coolest monkey in the jungle. In the same ad campaign, there's a young white boy, and he's called the survival expert or something like that, the jungle survival expert or something. Same ad campaign, same company. Come on, like, that's simple. Like, you're saying that,
that shows that
you're basically
that
calling black people monkeys.
Superior over black people.
Huh?
So that,
yeah, if,
what
if,
you just
if,
said,
if,
that
if
shows
they're calling you a monkey, that means they're superior over you. You're not a human. If they're calling black people monkeys, that means black people are not humans. That means we're superior than monkeys. Humans
and
are smarter than monkeys.
What did you say?
Huh?
And what did the white boy shirt say?
Survival expert, or something to that effect. Survival expert.
Survival expert. Surviving what?
I don't know. I mean, that's really not the point.
I think why are we relating that to the black boy shirt when you just straight up said you don't even know what the white boy shirt really means? It just said he is a survivor.
It says
so
survival expert. I know what a survival expert means. We know what.
He's superior over black people.
No, the black boy was called the hoodie. Was called the monkey. The black hoodie. The black kid was called the monkey. That means any other race is superior over monkeys. Like, this is not rocket science, so how do you think we're at the bottom of societies everywhere we go? It's the melanated people who catch the most hair.
Because of the act, because of the racist acts that they do. That's a totally different
part
thing.
Of
That's
the act. You have to get into people's mind. You have to justify treating these people bad. This is what I'm getting you to understand. This is why, you know, doctors and scientists back in the day would dehumanize black people and say, oh, they're not smarter, they're this, they're that. You know, have a whole campaign, it would be like medical doctors saying, you know, black people are not smarter. You got the bell curve. There's a whole book written on how lower black people's IQ is, and that leads to other things. So if you call a group of people monkeys, you're dehumanizing them, and that leads to people being able to shoot unarmed black people. Like, I don't, like, can you see the relation? Like, you have to build up to a point. Most people are not going to just be, you know, cruel. They need a reason to justify the cruelty. You dig what I'm saying? So there has to be a campaign with that. Like, you have to tell these people that, no, they're savages. We have to do this. They're uncivilized. They're violent criminals. We have to lock them up. They're dumb. They're not, you know, we have to do these. We have to ship them out. We just did the program on DSEG. We got to send them out because their communities are so bad because they just can't get it together. So we got to send them out to these other schools to educate them amongst us. You know, we do, you know, like, these are the things that come in play when you talk about the dynamics of this system. And that was part of the dynamics.
And look, they'll do
black
something like that. Look,
being human, like that's
look,
part of
they'll,
it.
They'll do something like that and feel like trying to help them. We sent them out
exactly.
to the school.
Like this is what I'm saying. Like yeah, like this is part of the dynamic. You have to, in order for people to be abused like or mistreated like we have been, it has to be a justified reason. Otherwise, everybody would be raised in hell. Like we would be revolting if we knew the type of tricks and underlying things that have been done to us.
So this guy modeled this shirt. So the hoodie goes out there and it gets sold. Now, we got different races of people wearing this shirt that say the coolest monkey in the jungle, but we just going to focus on the black boy that had it on and say that, oh, they savage. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes, the ad, we got to talk about the ad. Like, you keep deviating
yeah,
from the ad and who's going to wear the, but we got to stick with the ad. They put the ad
okay,
out
with
the black kid wearing the hoodie.
Let me stick with the ad. Ain't the ad put out to sell clothing? Wasn't the ad put out to sell this particular item? Or was it just an ad just to be there?
You got to ask him. That's up for debate. I think it was a strategic move, like I said, to send a dog whistle to other races to let them know where they particularly stand. Because, like I say, outrage from a few black Americans ain't go trip, or a few black people, because I just saw a video today. I don't know how true it was, but I clicked on and there was some people, they say in South Africa, tearing up a H&M store or something. Like, you know, I would never condone nothing ignorant like that because we should already know what time it is. But in the same token, like, this is what it is. We got to stick to the ad. This is the ad campaign that they put out. I'm not talking about the store, what shelves is going to be on, who go buy it, what, you know, what the person who even wrote the shirt was thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking about that. I'm talking about H&M as a company choosing to put this black boy in this sweatshirt for this particular ad. Like, that's it. I'm keeping it, trying to keep it simple. To exactly what it is and the implications that come along with that. And you know what I'm saying? But I agree with you. Like, we shouldn't be in too much of an outrage of it. Like I say, because I've seen it on my radar a little bit, but I wasn't really tripping. I looked at it like, damn, okay, typical, no surprise. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. I didn't have no idea that other stars was coming out and Diddy offering them $1 million and all that, because it is what it is. Like,
so going
back, you
know
what I mean?
Y'all said that the store, I know Lil Lachey said the store suffered because of this, correct? The company suffered over this, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm seeing on the internet, it's been trash. They turn up their stores. People over in South Africa are destroying these guys, these stores. So,
wow, you seen that video too? Yeah.
I'm just Googling it up. I'm seeing where stores are being closed because of, you know, people having a fit about the racist ad. So, being said, did H&M really win? Did they win? Was somebody really in there saying that, hey, this is going to really help us out. This is going to really help our white superiorness.
No, Toy, that's not how they do. Like, you're not going to be in a business meeting where you have other ethnicities and even a group of white people. That's not politically correct in this day and time. You're not going to do that. That's going to officially hurt your brand. You're going to turn off some white people by doing that. But what you can do is send certain dog whistles. Yeah, you're not going to no company is going to do that in this damn time. Like,
you said,
Troy, come on, bro. You know this.
You said the key phrase. You know what they did? What they did was just not politically correct, but it wasn't racist. It just wasn't politically correct. And now,
why wasn't it politically correct? Like,
because people in their minds, people feel a certain type of way. It ain't because it's racist. It's just some people feel a certain type of way, what they saw. So
what people?
I would say black people, but I think it's more than that because it's quite a few people that's speaking out over it. So whoever wants to say it's racist. So the people that deem it as being racist are having a fit.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, have you seen the ads back in the day when they used to sell soap and lotion? They used to put monkeys and black people as monkeys and had these different ads with monkeys and calling them black people or monkeys eating watermelon. So were those racist?
Hey, man, say that again. People that did what?
Back in the day, they used to have these ads, right, selling soap, or even one better, maybe you've seen a cartoon where, you know, they'll be in a jungle and the people look like monkeys eating watermelons. Or have you seen those ads? Or am I talking? Let me say you've seen them, like, ads back in the day where they depicted black people as monkeys eating watermelons. So I'm asking, Mufasa, do you think those ads were racist or those particular images were racist?
I think they were ignorant, stereotypical ads.
So, what? You just don't want to call them racist.
Ignorant, stereotypical ads. Because,
so
like,
what
I said,
what is the definition of racist?
I told you, racist is if I go in a K&M store and they tell me I'm not allowed to walk in there and I can't purchase nothing. Now, that, to me, that is racist. We don't serve black people. We don't serve your kind here. That's racist. If I go to...
So you saying, this is on record now. You're saying those ads back in the days with the monkeys eating watermelons as black people depicted as monkeys, you saying those were not
you
racist?
You don't reckon that, Mufasa.
Yeah, it's not racist.
You saying this? You saying they're not? Oh,
no, that's
wow.
Not racist. I could put on a hoodie with a white crack on and say I'm the coolest crack in the box. That's not racist. It's just a picture.
That's a different dynamic. Black people don't have the power to dictate where white people go. So your T-shirt calling them a cracker does mean nothing. You dig what I'm saying? But if they make a T-shirt demeaning you, and you've been dehumanized, that has a long effect. They have power to actually inflict harm on you and get off. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I mean?
So you're saying
the power dynamic is different.
A picture of a black person eating watermelon is going to demean me? Is that what you're saying?
It'll dehumanize you if the picture is, if it's a monkey eating a watermelon. Yeah, that's an image to dehumanize you.
If I see a picture of a monkey eating a watermelon, I'm supposed to feel a certain type of way.
No, I'm not telling you what you should feel. What I'm saying is that image is racist. If I show you a picture of how they used to have these images and sell these products back in the day, that was racist. Yeah. I'm saying you should be offended. Our ancestors were offended by those. Right? That's why they no longer exist. Because people raise hell about those. Like, these are images of our people that they made a mockery of. Like,
I would be more offended if I saw a black person up on a stake, hung off a tree. A monkey eating a watermelon don't faze me unless I'm going to let that faze me. That's just a picture of a monkey eating a watermelon. That ain't me. But if I see a picture of a black man hanging from a tree, now I'm pissed. See, I think it's this small stuff that we let people get in our heads and define us with. It's just some small stuff. It's just mind games. So what, a monkey eating a watermelon? That's not a black person. But we tripping off of because we so insecure with who we are.
That's how I feel about the N-word.
So we on the same page.
Yeah, but you got to think that is true because we don't have an identity. Like, you got to understand, our identity and humanity has been stripped. Yeah, individually, we all feel human. We, you know, do everything that humans do. But as a group, collectively, we've been dehumanized. You dig what I'm saying? Like, these images have come by way, like, it may not mean nothing to you, but a white person looking at it, it confirms, you know, it could confirm their racist beliefs. And that way, they would have no problem with shooting you because they feel threatened or, you know, they don't value your human life.
They don't shoot.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm talking about, the implications. So it's not just always about you. It's about how they feel as well, how it puts them in a superior position.
Well,
you dig what I'm saying? But
I don't think that when a cop shoot a black dude, the first thing popped in his mind was, I'm shooting him because I saw a monkey eating a watermelon. Or I saw a black kid. They say I'm
stop
the coolest monkey. No, he shot him because he just hate black people. He didn't
because
shoot
because he doesn't value their
picture.
Lives. Because he doesn't
gonna,
value
he,
their lives. He doesn't
even
value
if he
their
didn't
lives.
If he didn't see a picture of a monkey eating a watermelon, he's still gonna not appreciate your life. That picture ain't.
But it's
ain't
not. But and why doesn't he appreciate black life? Because the images
because
and things that they see.
Because that's in his DNA. That's why. That's already in their DNA.
Okay.
They hate us.
Oh, so they all racist?
I mean, basically, yeah. They don't need an image. They don't need a picture of a monkey eating a watermelon to hate us. This already in.
Right, but
say this. Well, let me clean up a little bit. It's already in someone who's racist to be racist. They don't need a picture to make them racist. It's just in them
racist. No. I'm going to give you this, Jim, bro. It's a book called Post Traumatic Slavery by Dr. Joy DeGruy. She talks about how, because look, whiteness is a new claim. We talked about this earlier, like white and people calling themselves white is a fairly new phenomenon, really within like the 16th, 17th century, right? So you have to, in order to dehumanize people, have them in bondage and slavery, you have to justify these acts. Just a normal human is not going to be this brutal to another person. But if you can justify that these people are not human, that they're savages, animals, and we're doing this, you know, we're civilizing them, like, you know, they can take pain. They're not smart. They're dumb. Like, all these things have to be reinforced. How do you do that? You do that through imagery. You do that through iconography. You do that through, you know, different type of images to convey the message to the mind that these people are less than human. That way you can justify.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
let me ask you this. If that's the case, how did white people conquer Kemet? What was the images that was getting thrown out? Did they conquer Kemet and take over the continent off images, or did they just do it because it was in them to do it?
They use images. Like, you can break this down. Your boy Ray Hagin does a great lecture on this.
I thought we civilized them.
I
thought we civilized them. I thought we taught them.
We already know the history. We did. We did all that. But, yes, they used imagery when
they
came into Kemet. Huh?
So what images did they have when they came in? What was the images? So you're saying we trained them up, we taught them everything, but they had to use what negative images did they have to use to hate us? Because there was no negative images when they came. We was teaching them, right? We was training them up. They had nothing but positive images of us. Right.
No. No. They use imagery. But we're talking about two different times right now. But I'm gonna give you this: the imagery they use when Ptolemy came to Egypt, which was the Greek ruler, and when he came down to Egypt and started doing his thing, they used the image of one deity. They used a deity called Serapis. And like I say, your boy Ray Hagin does a good lecture on it where he talks about how they use they went from, you know, having multiple deities and these things represent different attributes of nature to the one deity of Serapis, which was a Greek mixture, you know, which was a Greek god. That was like one of the first monotheistic religions where you just had one deity. So they used imagery, bro. They use all type of different imagery. Like, why do you think there's paintings on the walls with different images of upper Kemet and lower Kemet battling each other? Like, imagery and all these things are powerful because they affect the subconscious mind. So whether you're rationalizing it in your head, like, oh, that monkey shirt don't really mean nothing, there's still something associated with it in your head to that black kid being a monkey, whether you recognize it or not. This is what they call subliminals and, you know, things that are underlying on the surface. Yeah, on the surface, it's no big deal. You just, you know. But when you talk about subliminals and imagery, these things mean a lot. You know what I'm saying? This is why they pay millions of dollars for advertising. It's not something willy-nilly.
So when y'all saw that picture of that boy in that hoodie, y'all felt like monkey.
No, that's not. You saw
the picture. Did it make you feel like a monkey?
Of course not.
Okay, then.
No, we're talking about subliminals. Like, that. Of course, consciously, no, nobody, you're not going to feel like a monkey.
So you think in your subconscious somewhere that made you, that put into your subconscious that you're a monkey because you saw that boy in that hood?
No, not that I'm a monkey, but I know that subconsciously it reiterated the fact that, yes, they do look at us as subhuman. There you go. Subconsciously, yes, they do
you
look at us.
But
as
did
monkeys.
You look at yourself that way?
Of course not. That's not the. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the people who have the power in all areas of people activity to, you know, determine certain situations. Like, we just got to be upfront and call it what it is. No, I don't feel like a monkey, but I don't think our ancestors back in the day felt like monkeys either. But they were. You know, treated as such. I don't think our ancestors felt like cattle, but they were actually human cattle. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that, you know, I don't know if you can really argue that. Like, do we feel like animals? No. Have we been treated like animals in certain instances? Yeah. We were property. Like, you can be like, I don't feel like property. You know, I feel like a man, but you're working on a slave field. You know what I'm saying?
So
you're under bondage.
And see, that's the argument that we having is, that's where we kind of separate is, because you saying that the imagery gave you the power to put a person in slavery, and to put yourself in a higher power, you have to use imagery to show that another race is lower than you. I'm saying they don't need imagery. If they feel in their DNA that they're more powerful than you, then they that's just in them already. They don't need to see it. It's in them. It's in that person. You know, that's like I can see an image of a white person sitting on top of the Mount Sinai, just like the pictures of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You know, the so-called pictures of Jesus, of a white person. Just because I see that don't mean that that's what it is.
Right, you can say that consciously, though.
Image,
we're talking
the image
about.
Don't give it the power. They make it the power. But, you know what I'm saying? They will it into power. They acts is what put the power in. The image ain't doing nothing.
No, the image does a lot.
They're
going to
look at us whether that black boy was in that hoodie or not. They're going to already look at you as being weaker. Or they ain't even got to look at you as being weak. They just don't like you.
This is what I'm saying. This is racist.
Okay.
If you don't like somebody and you mistreat them and you have the power to because of their color, that's racist. like period point blank. You know what I'm saying? But the imagery is very important to us. We can't miss that point. That has a lot to do with everything. This is why there's TV. This is why there's advertisement. And these industries are million-dollar industries. Like, this is just not something. Like, they socially engineer these type of thoughts. You know what I'm saying? They tell you about Chicago and, you know, St. Louis, and they keep pumping you with the news and black people and this and that. So it can be justified that the majority of the prison population is black. Okay, it makes sense. They kill each other. They rob each other. They do this. They do that. You know what I'm saying? These images are reinforced over and over. Movies are a good key. TV. You know, all these things help. Advertising. Just certain ads, if you just put certain things up, and most people don't decode what they're looking at. They just look at it on the surface. Okay, it's just a black guy in a hoodie. No big deal. You know, there's some people that may not even read this shirt. It's just a black kid in a hoodie. But for those who do and dig a little deeper, it conveys a very powerful message. You know, it conveys a message, which most images do.
Just like the N-word, right, Mufasa? Just like the N-word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just like the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like the N-word. It's like I know that was one of your things. You felt strong about it, that word conveyed a message. Because it was just interesting listening to you guys talk about this. Because that's, I was like, this is made me think about the N-word discussion that we had, and that was my view with that. It's like, hey, it's just the word. That doesn't make me who I am. So,
but you said
it was the message behind it and the intent, you know what that word was, message was used for. So in the same way, I guess Brother Kevin is saying that message that they're putting out there, he know where it's stemming from, which is from a racist mentality. You know?
Well, let me clarify the N-word. Like I said, that's why I said you don't have to get rid of the N-word, as long as we know what the word is about, the context of the word. The N word is calling someone ignorant. So if we know that when you call me the N word, then we understand. So it's up to you. So when you take on that name of calling yourself that, know that you just calling yourself ignorant. You know what I'm saying? So with this here, with a kid in a hoodie, they say he the coolest. The coolest monkey in the jungle. I mean, like I say, anybody can still put that hoodie on. Now, if you want to consider yourself the coolest monkey in the jungle, so be it. I'd rather consider myself the coolest monkey in the jungle than the N word. That's just me.
Right. Well, yeah, I would say this. Yeah. Just to kind of wrap it up, because we got about, 17 minutes left to the live stream. But, I would just say this.
The junk. Now, that's racist.
No. Monkey
that's racist.
Too. But, again, my thing is, he said the coolest end. But, my thing is, too, that I don't think it should have been an outrage as much as the reaction that I saw online, some of the reaction I saw online, because I think we should be past this. I think this behavior should be expected, and we shouldn't even trip, because I think they kind of feed off people getting emotional and tripping off of it. And I think we should be past this. I think there are bigger fish to fry. You know what I mean? True enough, this is just it's an ad. I think it's a powerful ad. And I think it was a racist ad. But I think as a group, we should be on to bigger and better things. Like, we should just be totally ignoring things like this and just don't be spending our money with them, period, point blank. It shouldn't even be an issue. It should just be like, whatever, we moving on to, you know, whoever shopped at the store, we should just, you know, remove our funds and keep it moving. Like, these are the things that we should expect, especially in the time that we're living in. More and more people going to be coming out, you know what I mean, and showing their true color. So, and that's how we should rock. You know, so, yeah, I kind of feel feel that kind of way in a certain aspect that, you know, we should have just, it shouldn't be a big deal. We should expect this type of, type of thing. So, yeah, no. But,
more so than that, it's like, it's, those that are angry, I mean, this big wave, what is it going to do? Like, how is this going? Is this going to affect anything in a positive way? Like, what happens after that? You know, you guys, because one thing, you know how things be going. Everybody be mad for a month, a little bit, and then it die down and go away. Ain't nobody mad about it no more. So it's like, what is going to be done? You know, everybody angry enough to not shop there anymore, shop at the store anymore. But I guess if people don't feel like it's, well, I guess I ain't talking about the ones who don't feel like it, but the ones who are outraged, that are they outraged enough to actually make a difference? Or
I gotta say this real quick, let me say. I mean, look at the people who went there and tore up all the stores over this. They in there acting like some monkeys. I'm sorry. They acting like some monkeys. You going there destroying a store over an ad? I mean, come on, man. You make people, your actions make people almost look at you like some monkeys. Going in there destroying a store. I mean, that was so ignorant. That was so ignorant. That's just stupid. Destroying a store because of an ad that a kid got money, got paid from, and his mama, silly self, rolled along with it. These fools get mad and go and destroy and turn up stores, and they're clowning, jumping around, looking like some monkeys. Looking like a monkey.
Nah, you can't do that, because they would have been called monkeys before that. That has nothing to do with it. So are you saying the people who tore the Quick Trip for Mike Brown was in the wrong?
Yeah, that was real stupid. That was real stupid. Why are you going to destroy a Quick Trip?
Yeah.
Your fight was with the police. That was real stupid. And ignorant.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. If they wanted to turn anything, they should have went to the mother house to turn her up, because she the one had the power in her hands. That's what I'm saying. It was the mother that sold the boy out. She the one created this problem by saying yes.
Yeah, and
she was a victim.
If you're gonna touch something up, go straight to her. We misplaced.
She was a victim. She was a victim. I wouldn't condone messing up the store, but at the same time, forget H&M. Like, who cares? And those people going in there turning up the store, that's
look
not like the people that was racist would thought they was monkeys before that. Like,
and they proved it.
They didn't prove it.
A monkey they could be.
That's just those individuals. That don't define the whole black people. See what you just said. That just proves to them that all black people act like that. And that's where you get the racist ideas from. So those guys that's in there turning up the store, we don't agree, but they represent us to the racists. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I got to defend them on that tip, because they represent all black people to the racists, because they push our bad degenerates to the forefront to represent the entire race. And that justifies a racist condemning all black people. You dig what I'm saying? So forget H&M. Like, they'll be good. Who cares? And them, they just like saying, because kids sag their pants, that's why the police shoot them. Like, no. Because we don't have proper English.
I'm not hurting for H&M. I'm just saying that's stupid to go in there and trash a store over advertisement. Over a kid that him and his mother willingly put him in the ad and in the hoodie, and they gonna go and trash a store
right.
over that. I mean,
yeah.
that's all I'm saying.
I mean,
stupid.
Yeah.
You looking like monkeys, and you ain't the coolest. You the stupid monkeys. Mm-hmm. Jump. They should have had on some sweatshirts that said, "We the stupidest monkeys in the jungle. We the ignorantest mm-hmm. monkeys in the jungle. We gonna go in here and tear up a stove." Probably was man. Let me shut up.
I ain't gonna knock them though, because that's the way they know how to express how they feel. They don't understand the system. I agree. That's probably not a smart move. You don't want to do something like that. But you know, they reacting off emotion and they don't understand the system. Like they looking for, in my opinion, they looking for white approval, and we gotta get off that. Us trying to be, you know, looking for white approval and upset because they don't like us and all this and that. No. Let's just keep it moving, you know.
Acting off emotion.
The main thing we can do is ignore them, you know, flat out. That's the key, is just to ignore them. But, yeah, you know, I don't agree with that. I think, yeah, that was a stupid move. I wouldn't call them monkeys, though, but that's stupid. You know, we could, but, you know, we emotional as a people, and a lot of things get us upset, but like I'm saying, I'm hoping this is just another layer to where we're understanding and we want to learn about the system, and these things, you know, are used as teaching moments to understand the system that we live in. And because we think it's all nilly-willy and everything is everything, and we don't understand, like, moves are being calculated. And, you know, if you're not playing chess, you playing checkers. You know what I mean? You out here just moving without understanding the game that's and what's going on. And a lot of times we reacting because we upset because they don't like us or they called us a monkey. You know what I'm saying?
Brother Kev, real quick, two questions. First, would you buy the shirt if you saw it in the store for yourself? And second, would you still say it was racist if a black company made the shirt?
Number one, no, I wouldn't get no shirt like that for me or my kid, nor would I be cool with my kid advertising a shirt like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Number two, the second question. What was the second question? I forgot that quick.
If a black company, like say the makers of FUBU, would have made it
right. Right.
Would it still be considered racist?
No, because black people can't be racist, so no. That would have been ignorant to put that on there. You know, it would have been not a good judgment, but it wouldn't have been racist, no.
Same two questions to you. Say you feel the same way. Would you wear that? Would you buy this shirt if you saw it in the store? And two,
no,
would you,
it's not my
black
style.
Company? So if it was made
I
by a black
wear,
company,
no, I wouldn't buy it. If it was made by a black company, no, I wouldn't think so. But then again, you know, like I said before, you still got to go beyond that state. You got to go up to whether or not it was intentionally meant for that. You know, if I put it out intentionally saying, yeah, this is my message to the black people. Y'all some monkeys. And this is what I think about you guys. So, yeah, I'm about to make this shirt. And I'm going to put it on this shirt. And I'm going to just put it on. That's my way. Yeah, black company or not. If that's your intent to do that, then, yeah, it could be. You know.
So since K&M came straight up apologize. Since they apologize, if you had to say right now, if you felt it was racist or not, which side are you going with? Do you think it was racist, or do you think it was not racist?
I don't know.
I know Kev is straight up. He's sticking with that's racist.
Ah, straight up and down. That's what
straight
it is.
Straight up and down.
And I would say too.
Look,
now I would say
so
this too,
yeah,
because
I'm not
I don't know if y'all get me confused.
About.
Yeah, real quick, I want to say this. I don't think they were in the room like, oh, this is racist. Let's just get a black boy. If we going to do this and call him monkey. I don't think it was that. You know, I don't think they was doing that, y'all. Like, I don't know what y'all thinking. I'm thinking it was just, you know, they went along with it, and it just kind of happened. Okay, we're going to pick the black boy. And somewhere along the line, somebody knew what was up, and it just kept getting passed through, getting approved, and they cleared it. But I don't think anybody was like, oh, we finna call them monkeys and get the black kid and do this and that. No, it wasn't like that. Things happened, you know, very very strategically and just organically, as it seems. You know what I mean? It was just an ad campaign that they was making, and they got the guy. But I don't think it was like, oh, we finna do this racist. But even in their ignorance, it was racist. If you want to say that, you know what I'm saying? Even in their ignorance, it was racist, you know?
So we had a three-way split on the Collective Mind show. One yes, one no, one on the fence. We got a three-way split here. By the way, this shirt is split. I'm Googling it up. You can still buy it in certain places. eBay got it. Some spot called ETSY got it.
How much is it on eBay? I'm sure the price went up. Yeah, the price probably went up. They knew what they was doing, man.
They got on eBay for $9.95.
Oh, $9.95. Oh,
yeah.
Dang.
I don't know what this ETSY is.
Well, maybe it ain't. Yeah, maybe it ain't.
I don't think it's gonna sell like that either. That's more reason why I do think, in the sense how that, like, I see how it can be racist and I see how it can't be, because I don't know. But just the act of it, though, could easily be looked at as racist, because it's not, what's the big deal about this shirt? You can get shirts like that all day long at Target, but because they put so much effort behind it, it's like, what is your goal to do all this? You putting all this money in a shirt that's selling for $10. You know, it's like, what? Because that's why I say the shirt ain't even my style. I wouldn't go and buy that shirt.
Right. I mean,
even if it was
$3. It's a kid's shirt.
I mean, I wouldn't.
It's a kid's shirt.
Yeah, but exactly. But those are the types of shirts that you don't really get. You don't really buy a whole. I mean, those shirts are not like people just flying to the doggone store trying to get them, is what I'm saying. They ain't just
right.
Flying
it's just
off
a kid hoodie.
Exactly. So my thing is, they have plenty of kid things. What was it about this that make them want to put so much effort behind it?
Right. But I mean, like I say, I'm sticking to the ad itself, and due to the fact that it was a black kid, and his shirt said "Coolest Monkey in the Jungle," you know, was enough for me to deem it racist. Now, I'm just sticking, you know, just sticking with that. But we got 2 minutes left in the live stream, and look like the music coming on early.
Yeah, I'm still. I'm on the fence. We have to continue.
To be continued. Yeah, this is a good build, y'all. You dig? You know, me and my brother Mufasa disagree on this one, but it's all collective mind.
I'm holding the both up.
Yeah, he holding us up. But yeah, tune in next week. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. This Collective Minds Radio. This brother Kevin Love Lachey and Mufasa Riley in the building.
Peace.
Go
out.
Ahead, Love Lachey. Peace.
Educated, innovative mind. All black power. Unity and self-defense combined. All black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Educated, innovative mind. All black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Unity and self-defense combined. I stay away from pigs like a Muslim. Tooth clips tape the
together, that's a hood drum. In every hood, I think we should control the politics. By any means, putting pressure on these lobbyists. I put my race first, yeah, I know it's obvious. I see better days, guess I'm just an optimist. I'm trying to wake our people up like alarm.